弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
这个很多人对这个题目很有兴趣哈。
Today is the fourth lesson of our lesson series.
啊，因为他们都非常想知道教会的架构到底是什么，教会决策的过程到底是什么。
People are interested to know the structure and organization at church.
教会的领袖是怎么产生？教会重大的决定是怎么做的
？And how leaders are chosen and how decisions are made.
弟兄姊妹，从某一个角度来说，教会在政府面前的确也是一个像一个 organization， 像一个组织一样。
It is true indeed that with regard to the government, a church is an organization.
它需要有自己的章程 bylaws 跟它的 faith statement， 信仰的章程。
So a church needs its own bylaw and the faith statement.
但是我想我们今天是在讲身体的侍奉，讲基督的身体。
But today we're talking about the bodily service to serve in the body of Christ.
我们特别从一个生命的共同体一个 organism 这个角度我们来看它。
So we want to look at it from the perspective of it's being an
那弟兄姊妹，我们前面的三堂曾经讲了三个很重要的题目
So previously we have gone through three important topics.
如果你没有听的话，请你一定要回去听，因为那三堂是我们底下的七堂的根基。
If you have missed it, we hope that you will make it up by listening to it online because they are the foundations for the following lessons.
如果我们教会甚至说任何教会没有一个很清楚的意向跟使命的话
，If our church or any church without a clear mission and vision，
大家不能够在爱里面，在圣灵里面能够同心同行的话
，Then people cannot walk together in one spirit。
大家如果没有看见这是一个身体，而能够在身体中一起来侍奉的话
，Without seeing that this is a body, we cannot serve as a body。
我们底下的七堂讲那些东西都是纸上谈兵而已。
Then all the following seven lessons are kind of in vain, just theoretical。
我们不过发表一点我们的心愿跟理想。
They are but expressions of our wishes and our thinking.
但是神要的是一个真实教会的见证。
But yet, what God desires is a true, genuine.Testimony of a church.
所以我们借着开这堂课认识我们的教会，不是要标新立异哈，让人家觉得我们教会有什么了不起，我们有什么不同。
So the purpose of having this class, knowing our church, is not just to show that we are special and unique.
正好相反。
But on the other side,
我们开这个课就是希望有更多弟兄姊妹看见我们教会的核心价值，神给我们的托付到底是什么，我们需要大家一起来。
Because on the contrary, through this lesson, We want people to see our core values so that we can all work together.
能够真正道成肉身
So that truly we can all be incarnated.
好，我们今天在讲这个教会具体的这个侍奉的架构跟运作之前。
So before we talk about church's administration structures and operation.
我在纲要上面前面先提的这四个点，这四个点每一个点都很重要哈。
We mentioned four main points and they're all very important.
第一个讲到神是非常有秩序的神。
First of all, God is a very orderly God.
弟兄姊妹，神从来不混乱的，他不喜欢混乱。
Because God does not like chaos.
所以他创造天地，他安排万有都是非常有秩序的。
So when He created the world and arranged everything in the universe all in an orderly fashion.
连大自然都这么有秩序。
Even the nature itself is very orderly.
你看太阳系只要出一点问题，我们今天人类全部死光了。
Any little mistake in the solar system, then we can all be destroyed.
地球自转的速度要多快？地球公转的速度要多快？整个太阳系在宇宙中的位置，弟兄姊妹，通通都有关系的。
Everything is relevant and tied together. The speed of the Earth orbiting and the position, everything.
连大自然他都讲秩序，更不要说在教会。在属灵上，他是非常讲秩序的神。
God cares so much about the order in the universe, in the nature, let alone His church.
他不仅仅不喜欢混乱，他更恨恶那种背叛，在这边有不服的情形。
Not only that, God does not like chaos. He even hates disobedience.
那是因为那是撒旦的本质，他就是不服，不服，不服。
Because that is the nature of Satan. Because he was just disobedient, disobedient.
而撒旦把这样子的性情放在我们老亚当的生命里面。
And yet, God places Satan placed such nature in the old nature.
只要当过爸妈的都知道我在说什么。
All parents can understand what I'm talking about.
还没有当过爸妈的，你早晚会知道。
Even if you are not a parent, sooner or later you will know.
你越跟他说不行，他越要去做。
The more you forbid your child, the more he wants to do it.
他的脚踩在一个不该踩的地方，你让他下来， 他就一只脚下来，一只脚还看着你。
And then when he steps on something that he's not supposed to, you ask him to get down, and he would just take one foot down and still look at you and testing you.
啊，所以称撒旦为不守本位的天使。
Therefore, Satan is called the disobedient angel.
啊，弟兄姊妹，神非常守秩序啊。
Because God is very orderly.
但是另外一面来说，所有的东西在神家都是属灵的。
Yeah, on the other side, any structure at church should be spiritual.
所以神家的秩序、神家的权柄、神家的等次，完全都是属灵，都是在生命的境界里的。
So all the, orders, the operations, and the structure, all spiritual.
我后面出的题目有一个题目，你们可以小组讨论，就是到底地上的组织跟教会到底有什么不同。
Therefore, one of the discussion questions is that what are the main differences between church organization and secular organization?
其中有一个点就是，你如果想当领袖，到世界去当。
One of the points is that if you really want to rule and be a leader, go to the world.
对不起，我讲错了，不是你想当领袖，你想。抓权的话，到世界去抓。
Because you, if you enjoy or you want to have a lot of powers, go to the world.
神家的权柄全部都是在生命里面的，在责任里面，在榜样里面。
Because the authority in God's house is that it was born from the life being a role model and
没有一个领袖比在神家当领袖更辛苦，更出力不讨好的。
There are no other leaders. Can be compared to leaders at church, which is a hard job.
所以在美国最有名的一个领导训练的一个大师叫 John Maxwell， 他原来是一个牧师，他后来当很多Fortune 500 CEO 的一个 training 的一个 mentor。他说你要成为一个好 leader， 去当义工的 leader。
John Maxwell, who has been a consultant for many Fortune 500 companies, he says, if you want to be a good leader, be a leader at a non-profit organization.
就是在外面没有任何薪水，没有任何报酬，那种义工 volunteer， 你去当他的 leader， 你如果成功，你在任何组织你都是成功的 leader.
He says, if you can be a good leader for the volunteers who are not getting paid, then you can be a successful leader in any organization.
因为你需要用榜样领导，你需要用生命领导，你需要用使命来领导这班人。
Because you have to lead them with being a role model, and you have to lead them with your life and with mission.
所以我们要为着神家所有的领袖祷告。
Therefore, we ought to pray for leaders at God's house.
他们需要被保护。
Because they need to be protected.
他们也需要谦卑。
They need to be humble.
他们需要真在圣灵中来赢得他们的 leadership.
They have to earn their leadership in the Spirit.
在我们教会成立这二十多年，有过几次有人跑来找我说：“你们教会缺不缺长老？如果缺，我就来。”
In our 20 plus years of history, several times some people will come to me and ask, do you need elders? If you do, I can be elders to your church.
有人来说，如果你让我家打开来，我当小组，我们家有个小组聚会，我就来。
Some says, if you allow me to be small group leader to open up my house, then I will join you.
我们通通都告诉他说，在我们中间所有的 leader 都是自己 earn 来的。
But we kindly reply that all the leaders among ourselves are earned.
不是私下拉关系赢得的哈，而是你自己用生命、用爱、用你在跟神的关系你的属灵在这里赢得大家的敬重和顺服。
So no leaders here at our church are become leader because of their connections.
然后身体
but they earn the leadership.
因为教会是一个身体式的一个有机体啊。
Because church is a living organism like a body.
所以礼拜五在小组分享的时候，我就问说，为什么圣经上用身体来形容教会
？So last Friday when I shared with a small group, I asked why does the Bible describe church as a body?
它不仅仅是讲到是它是一个生命，它是一个有机体。
Not only that it is living and it's an organism.
它是一个 oneness， 很自然的，它就是一体，分不了的。
And because it's just one body, so it requires oneness.
你不喜欢车子，可以换车子。
If you don't like your car, you can change your car.
你不喜欢房子，可以换一个房子。
If you don't like your house, you can change to another one.
你不喜欢说，你不能说我不喜欢我左腿，换一根左腿。
But you can't say I don't like my left leg, therefore I want to change to another one.
对不对？你身体是不能换的，它每一个都重要的。
Because you cannot change your body members, every single one is important.
所以它不仅是有生命的，它是一体的，而且它是活的，对不对？应该是活的。
Not only that it's living, but it's one body and it's alive.
它需要不断的长大成熟，来脱离幼稚，脱离这个肤浅。
It needs to continue to grow to maturity, to depart from immaturity and superficiality.
所以很多基督徒不长，很多教会也不长。
A lot of Christians stop growing and a lot of churches stop growing.
同样他也需要健康，不然他有各式各样的毛病。
And also needs to be healthy, else it can be sick.
我们自己曾经经历过，也在很多的教会里面，很多人跟我们谈，哎呀，教会不知道花了多少的力量去解决问题。
We have experienced that, and many churches have experienced the same, that we spend so much energy trying to solve problems.
神家里面很多不和睦的事情，有很多犯罪的事情，有很多冲突伤害。
There are a lot of divisions, a lot of conflicts, a lot of hurts.
结果我们没有用时间，没有力量来正面的建造，帮助神家成长。
We're so consumed that we don't have time and energy to build up the church.
哎，我们常常在处理这些难处的时候，我们都很痛苦。如果把花来解决难处、冲突、矛盾、伤害的力量，你只要拿五分之一出来建造教会，教会都不一样了。
If we could just spend one fifth of the energy and time that we spend on problem solving to resolve the conflicts, then the church will be different.
所以我们希望我们教会在主的面前是真的是活的，是一个身体，是一个身体，真的就是一个身体。
We hope that our church can be living alive and is truly a body.
第三个，整个教会的运作 operation， 它需要在圣灵里面，而且是要照着山上的样式。
Thirdly, the operation of the church needs to be in the spirit according to the pattern on the mountain.
这个在希伯来书里面，还有在旧约里面，神都对摩西说，你要谨慎，凡你所做的事情都要照着山上的样式。
In the book of Hebrews and also in the book of Pentateuch, God repeatedly told Moses, you have to do everything according to the pattern given to you on the mountain.
换句话说，要照着神的心意，要照着属天的原则、生命的原则来建造教会。
In other words, it has to be according to God's will and also principles of heaven to establish the church.
像例如说，我以前我就跟教会的财务同工讲哈。
For example, I've shared with our church's treasurers, the financial coordinators.
你们觉得财务同工在做什么？
What do you think the treasurers are doing at church?
林奇，你觉得财务同工在干嘛？
What do you think the treasurers do at church?
数钱。
Counting money.
非常 straightforward 的答案啊。数钱。
Yes.
有没有包括赚钱？没有。
They make money too?
啊，你看，人家大家一听财务同工就是数钱。
Yeah, that's the first impression we get that they must be counting money all the time.
所以以前我就跟财务同工讲，我说你们不光是管理神家的财务。
So I've shared with the co-workers that not only you're taking care of the finance, the
财务一定要公正，一定要透明，一定要在主的面前照着主的原则来支配。
It has to be just and transparent and has to be expensed according to God's principles.
我说你们财务同工每一次开奉献箱的时候
，Every time you open up our treasure box, offering box,
你要带着感恩敬畏的心在这里打开奉献箱。
You have to open.Offering boxes with a thanksgiving and all.
我们在这里摸着的不是钱，不是支票，不是奉献的数额而已。我们在这里摸着是神儿女们对神的爱，神家奉献的生命到底如何。
Because what you're touching is not just the money, the checks, but actually the love of God's children toward God's house.
你不要以为我们在乎的是钱的数额，我们在乎的是神儿女们到底对神。的奉献到底世界马门在人身上的捆绑到底是什么
Please do not think that all we care about is the amount of money but what we really care is the life of our offering how much that we love God's house and also how much the mammon's power is on God's
教会一定有外面的 operation 一定有外面的 administration 一定有外面的治理外面的运作但是背后都是要照着山上的原则照着属天的原则
Of course outwardly church will have its administration and operations but behind those we have to go, do everything according to the patternon the mountains.
当我们在这里做整洁的时候
when we are cleaning the church,
我们不是只是要教会干净而已
we're not just so that the church can be tidy.
我们不是只是要别人来的时候我们不至于太丢脸满地垃圾
so that we won't be so ashamed when guests come to visit.
我们在这里摸着的是神儿女们侍奉的生命那个仆人低微殷勤的生命
we're here to build up this servant life, servant's life, this humble and serving heart.
我们管你在世界上是董事长，是大学教授，是总统。
We don't care if in the world you're a professor, you're CEO, or even president.
来到神家都是蒙恩的罪人，都是神的仆人。我们要甘心舍己、低微来侍奉别人。
When you come to church, then you are but sinner saved by grace. You are humble servant of God, and then you ought to learn how to serve.
我们是不是能够在最小的事情上忠心负责？这都在显明我们的生命，显明教会的生命。
when we are humble and faithful in the smallest things that we serve, it shows your life and the life of church.
所以外面你看到这么多事情，这么多事情都人在做，背后全都是属灵的。
But yes, outwardly you may see many people are doing many things, but behind these, it's all spiritual.
我们为什么鼓励弟兄姊妹祷告会？为什么鼓励弟兄姊妹拨饼要来准时？弟兄姊妹，这都显明我们跟神的关系。
Why do we encourage brothers and sisters to come to prayer meeting or to pray during communion? It all shows our relationship with God.
我常讲那个Brooklyn 那个Tabernacle 教会的牧师 Jim Sembra， 他说主日人多表示牧师受欢迎，祷告会人多表示耶稣受欢迎。
I often quote the pastor of Brooklyn Tabernacle Church, Jim Sembra. He says, if on Sunday there are a lot of people, that shows the pastor is popular. But if a lot of people show up at prayer meeting, that means Jesus is popular.
所以他们礼拜二祷告会可以有三四千个人来祷告会，门还没开，大家在外面排队，哪一个教会看到这种现象？
For their church, before the prayer meeting, people were lined up outside the door, and then usually about 3,000 or 4,000 people attending.
弟兄姊妹，
Where else can you see this?
这个叫做 spiritual reality.
And that is their spiritual reality.
我们不是只是要来参加祷告会，我们里面知道我们来朝见神，我们知道是跟神成为同工。
We're not here just to attend a prayer meeting, but we're here. We know that we're encountering God and we're partnering with God.
我们不是在这里拨饼而已，我们在这里纪念主。
We're not just here to break bread, but we are remembering the Lord.
所以所有的运作都是属灵的啊。
So all operation has to be spiritual.
第四个，神家的治理和运作是为神家培养出更多合用的器皿。
And also, we're here to raise up for God's house more vessels.After God's home.
所以在我们教会里面，我们要求所有的同工，你如果接服事，你一定要 commit 自己，要认真去做。
Therefore, at our church, we require that anyone who takes up a service has to be committed.
尤其是当 leader 的。
Especially if you are a leader.
你不仅仅自己做。
Not only that, you will do it yourself.
你要带着别人做，你要成全别人做。
But you will also lead and edify your team members.
所以我们教会的 leader， 任何一个 leader， 如果你要辞职，我们都希望你三个月甚至半年前就跟教会讲，然后在这一段时间你要去好好培养出可以接班的人。
Therefore, if any leader wants to resign, we ask that you will give 3 to 6 month notice, and also during this time you will try to raise up another leader.
不要你到时候要走撒手不干的，让教会受到很多的困难跟亏损。
So being a leader, you can't just leave and then drop everything. That would be such a loss for God's house.
而更重要的是，你能够真正用生命用爱来培养出另外一个侍奉的生命和器皿。
What's even more important is that with your life and with your love that you can nourish and then build up another precious vessel.
好，我们现在讲一些具体的实行啊。
Now let's look at this practical execution.
第一个，我们我们把分两部分来讲。第一个，从教会行政的架构；第二个，从教会在治理上的运作来讲。
So we will look at two points. One is the administration structure, and the other one's administration.
在整个教会行政的架构上，教会的最重要的决策组织，教会的 leader， 这个牧长职的设立。
So the most important decision-making group is the minister, elders, and deacons group.
还在这个教会一段时间，你们常常会听到说 MED, MED, MED。人家说 MED 是什么？是 medical doctor 还是什么？
If you've been at this church for a while, you will have heard this term MED. What does that stand for? Is it medical doctor?
MED 就是我们的牧长职 ，minister, elder, and deacons.
MED stands for ministers, elders, and deacons.
那我们在这边牧长职的设立，我们根据圣经的教导，提摩太前书第三章跟提多书都有很清楚列出圣经的标准。
So the establishment of elders, deacons, and ministers are according to the teachings in the Bible, 1 Timothy and also Titus.
第二个，我们根据圣灵的显明。
Secondly, according to the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
就是当这些人在服事的时候，你发现圣灵的恩膏、圣灵的祝福在他们的身上。
You will notice when these people are serving.The anointing and blessings of the Holy Spirit are upon them.
圣灵自己来印证他。
And the Holy Spirit will confirm.
第三个是讲到身体的印证啊。
And then also the confirmation of the body.
然后整个身体里面都阿门。
And then the whole body will amen to them being chosen.
我在说神家所有的这种权柄是从神来的。
Once again, I want to stress that all authorities in God's house are from God.
是从我们个人的生命。和见证来的。
It comes from our life and our testimony.
啊，所以以前这个英国的铁梁子柴切尔夫人说， 他说如果一个人要一天到晚说 I'm the boss， 我是领袖，我是领袖，他说就像一个女人需要到处跟人家说我是女人，我是女人一样。
So the previous Prime Minister of England, Margaret Thatcher, once says that if someone has to keep saying that I'm a boss, or I'm a woman, I am a woman.
他说就像一个女人要对人家说我是个女人一样。
Okay. If a boss has to keep repeating to his subordinate that I'm a boss, just like a woman has to keep saying that I'm a woman, I'm a woman.
所以当一个女人一直要告诉人家说你知道吗我是个女人，表示她活得不像女人。
If a woman has to keep telling people, do you know I'm a woman? That means she doesn't look like a woman.
如果你需要去跟人家说我是 leader, 你得听我的，都已经说明我这个人活得不像 leader 了。
But if you have to keep telling people, I'm a leader, you have to follow me, that means you don't act like a leader already.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣灵显明，圣灵力，然后我们自己本身的见证。
Therefore, these people have to be revealed by the Holy Spirit and then also confirmed with.
身体也在这里印证我们。
And confirmed by the body as well.
所以，我们每一次有一个新的执事出现，我们牧长们一定先交通、先祷告的。
So anytime we want to ordain a new deacon, the elders and deacons, elders and ministers will have to get together.
一方面配合教会有这个需要，一方面神家真有这样子的器皿。
There's such need at church, and also God already raised up this vessel.
所以你发现我们教会其实还有好几个部门，我们现在没有执事，因为没有找到合适的人。
Therefore, you may see that some certain departments are still lacking the deacons because we haven't found them yet.
因为在神家当长职、当牧长职，那个责任要求都是很高的。
Because the responsibility and requirements to be minister, elders, and deacons are very high at church.
所以当我们交通过都一致的时候，我们在牧长职里面，众人都阿门，我们会请他进来实习半年。
So after that the board has decided to all agree about this candidate, and we will invite him or her to sit in and to be like an intern for 6 months.
我们众人一起求主显明，求主印证。至少半年以后大家都阿们，我们把他报告给弟兄姊妹，在众人面前立他为教会的执事。
And we'll pray about it, and after 6 months, if we all confirm and we all agree, then we'll share with the rest of the church before we ordain him.
今年我们退休会的时候，我们会在新加入2位到3位的执事，所以希望弟兄姊妹了解，我们不是随便找人的。
So this year at the summer conference, we will ordain 2 or 3 deacons.So please remember that we don't casually just pick someone.
我们也不是根据你自愿就让你来的。
And we don't just, and also we do not take volunteers.
那我们也目前我们没有要用投票来决定。
And we also do not choose them by votes.
因为我在一些地方教会里面发现，在一些不同的地方的教会都有人跟我们讲，每次碰到投票学长职的时候，就有人来买票拉票。
Because we have heard from other churches that every time they have this election to elect deacons and elders, and then people will, there will be like briberies around the church.
这个不是我们要做的事情。第二个，各个部门的设立。
Secondly, establish of service departments.
我们有各个 department, 各个部门，但这个是跨教会的，是全教会的。
And these departments are church-wide departments.
也许我们将来会不同语言，会有不同语言的服事小组，例如说worship team 可能有英文的 worship team， 有中文的 worship team， 因为我们现在一个礼拜有3次分开来。
And under each department, there could be subgroups depends on the language. For example, for worship team, there will be a Chinese worship team and English worship team under worship department.
但是就这 department 就这部门的服事来说是跨教会的，是中英文要一起来寻求主在我们中间的带领，下一个阶段的方向。
So therefore, departments are church-wide, and then it covers both English and Chinese congregations, which all together seek the Lord for directions.
那就算将来饭食组分了中文饭食组、英文饭食组，他们吃中餐，我们吃西餐。
Maybe in the future we will have 2 subgroups under the food department, like the Chinese the group and the English group.
但是我们还是需要在一个部门的管理底下，不然他们吃的是一顿饭50块，我们吃3块钱一顿饭的，那就教会出问题，对不对？
And then but both groups should still under the administration of one department. Otherwise, maybe one group will order $50 lunch boxes and the other group $3.
英文组每一个人手上有一杯珍珠奶茶，英文组、中文组只有白水，不行的，要共同部门来决定的。
Or maybe the English department brothers and sisters all get a boba tea, but Chinese department only gets water. That's not fair.
我只是举个例子让大家明白。那我们现在除了 department lead 以外，大部分的department 我们都希望能够找到有执事跟各个服事小组的组长。
So besides department leads, we hope that every department eventually will have a deacon and also small group leaders.
执事是帮助配合 department lead 部门的负责人一起来推动整个小组的服事。
So deacons are to support department leads to, so that the department can have smooth operation.
然后每一个部门底下又分了好几个服事的小组。
And every department will have several subgroups.
然后我这里没有时间去列的，例如说总务组有招待组，有饭食组，有整洁组，还有财务管理组。所以你看，光一个总务组底下有四个组。
So for example, the under logistics departments, there will be ushers department. There's a food department. There's something else.
所以你们要多做广告，连他都不知道。呀，那个有。
Groups under the logistics department.
招待、饭食、整洁、财务。好，那 anyway， 那你看，像例如说传播，我们传播部门。
And also like communication department.
他们有网站的部门，有 AV 部门，他们有电脑的部门等等。
Under AV, under communication department, there's a website group, there's AV group, there's
没有关系啊。反正你们听得懂，像关怀，有年长的关怀、初信的关怀、新来的关怀、福音朋友的关怀、特殊的关怀，然后他不用翻了，你就晓得我们教会每一个部门底下其实都根据需要又设了各个小组。
And then also for example caring department there are different groups to caring different people groups and needs.
那我们对所有小组长的挑选都是非常认真的。
And we're very serious about choosing small group leaders.
我在说他是责任，他是见证，他要负责成全的使命。
And let me stress it again, because it requires responsibility and is also a testimony. They have to build up and edify team members.
所以我们目前暂时分成这十一个部门，我们将来可能还有啊。
So right now we have 11 departments. In the future we might have more.
有总务，有敬拜，有关怀，有福音宣教传播，成人教育，青少年，儿童。办公室还有行政管理等等。
So we have 11 departments: logistics, worship, caring, gospel, mission, communications, adult education, youth, children, church office, and operation administration.
本来还有文宣，目前暂时归在办公室底下。好，那还有我们在接下来是特殊功能的小组。
Then we look at special function committees.
好，我们目前有两个主要的，一个是 FMC， 两个都叫 FMC 哈。一个 facility management committee.
So both of them are called.FMC. One is a facility management committee.
我们财务说了一个字叫 FC， 没有关系。一个是讲场地的管理。
One is the facility management.
像我们场地的使用，
example,
是不是对外租借，或者神家需要有什么样子的整修改建，都是由他们先开会，先去联络，先去调查，然后最后把结论送到 MED 来做最后决定。
For example, for facility management committee, they are responsible for the usage of this facility, whether we will rent out to some people, and also they are responsible for the first stage of research and work for the repairs and remodeling before they can present to the MED board for final decision.
所以你不要有感动，想说，哎呀，我那次看到一幅大画，我想买来挂在教会什么地方，你就来挂了。不行的，都要经过场地管理组一起交通过的。
So if you somehow see a large painting that you think it would look good in our church, please don't just purchase it and then hang it somewhere. Please go through the facility management committee first.
呀，因为这是教会统一的哈。
because that this is for the church.
那财务管理就是 FC， 就是教会主要的财务的支出或是特殊的需要。
And also finance committee, they are responsible for the major expenses of the church and also needs for the church.
同工生活的照顾，爱心专项的管理，这些都是他们在负责。
Also are responsible for the caring funds, for the benevolent funds.
而且刚才我说过了，他们也是特别在这里要看守神家神儿女们奉献的生命。
They're also here to guard, to be watchful for the offering life of God's children.
所以不是只是因为神家需要钱要在这里报告，而是当神家生命奉献的事情落后的时候，我们都需要先迫切祷告的。
So they're not just here to announce for financial needs, but if they detect that our serving, our offering capacity is dropping, then they need to be watchful and pray for our lives.
这是教会整个管理上的架构啊。
And that is the structure of our
ministry. 我不晓得大家在就着这个点有没有什么问题，因为现在开始很多都是很 practical, 跟大家有关的，你们有没有什么问题？
So these are all very practical and relevant. Do you have any questions?
那我们先讲完好了哈。那接下来是在治理上的运作。
Then we'll go on to the administration operation.
我在这里提到五件事情。
Five things we'll look at here.
就是在我们整个治理上的 operation 上，在进行上，第一个是各种的侍奉聚会。
First is we have all kinds of various service meetings.
我们说过是身体的侍奉，我们不可能一个人管所有的身体，所以我们一定要各站其位，各尽其职。
Because this is a service in the body, one person cannot handle all, therefore every member has to function.
所以教会有各式各样不同层次、不同方面的不同功能的这种侍奉聚会。
So we have all kinds of service meetings, depends on the functions.
第一个是部门上的。
First is the service meeting for all the departments.
所以 department 的负责人跟执事跟他们的组长，甚至要带着同工们要常常一起开会，检讨我们目前服事的进展，困难该改进的地方。
So the department leads together with the deacons and the small groups should get together and call meetings irregularly to discuss their progress and their room for improvement.
尤其每一年靠近年底的时候，各部门的负责人、执事跟他小组的几个服事小组的组长、同工们要一起开会，寻求祷告明年的方向跟预算。
Especially when it's approaching the year end, the deacons and the department leads together with their service group leaders should get together and pray for the direction, also budget planning for the.
我们几乎在年底跟年初的时候，所有的牧长职要一起开会，开好几次会，那是我们最辛苦的会，有时候一天要八个小时。
So, when it's approaching the year end, also the beginning of the year, we often get together and to have many long meetings.
而且常常要开个两三次才开得完，就是把每一个部门所提出来的报告，他们的预算、他们的计划，每一个大家一起来审核。
Those meetings are long, sometimes over 8 hours, that we have to go through all the department's plannings and budgets to approve them.
而且我们对所有部门跟执事的要求，决定你们不能自己纸上谈兵写出来，一定要跟同工们交通。
And we require that all deacons cannot just come up the planning by themselves, they have to share and discuss with their co-workers.
所以如果你的部门领袖如果没有来找你交通的话，请你告诉我们，好不好？我们要加法处理。
So we ask that if your department lead never come to share with you the plans, please tell us so that we have to correct that.
那我就用国豪总务组做例子，他底下有刚才说过什么？招待、整洁、饭食、财务。那这些同工每一个小组都有他的负责人，有招待组的组长、整洁组的组长、饭食组的组长、财务组的同工，都需要跟他一起开会来拟定明年的方向。
For example, under logistics department, there's a food department, there's a ushers department, cleaning department, and finance department. Groups, and then they all have to have sharing.
一起把预算做出来，然后经过整个 MED 的审核。
So they have to work out their budget together and be examined and approved by the MED board.
这是我们目前现在的运作，所以你们真的要谢谢这些牧长职，他们在背后花了很多的时间，他们的家人也要做很多的牺牲，因为他们常常都在教会开会。
That is our current operation, and we really have to thank our elders and deacons and ministers because they have spent a lot of time and then.Their families have to put in a lot of sacrifice.
这个不光是联委的，像这个 Karen Group， 他们每三个月一定开一次会。我们希望福音组啦，这些其他的各组的同工也都至少三个月能够开一次会，定期开会。
So and then also like Karen departments, they have regular meetings every quarter, And I hope that all departments will have their quarterly meetings as well.
然后我知道好几个部门，像关怀部门、敬拜团队、英文组等等哈，总务他们都常常开这样子的会。
I know that many departments meet often. For example, caring department, worship department, or English department.
我们很感谢主。那第二个是牧长职的月会，每个月牧长职基本上至少开一次会。
Secondly, all the MED members will get together have meeting every month.
我们买会所的时候，一个礼拜 MED 大概开三到五次会。
During the time that we were purchasing this facility, sometimes MED will get together like three or four times a week.
你们很多新来的可能都不知道，我们那时候 MED 下了班就跑到教会，有的时候是吃便当，有的时候就进食。
If you're new to the church, you probably do not know. During those times, MED members often just come to church after work. Sometimes they will have lunch box, dinner box, and sometimes they just fast.
神很恩待我们，我们虽然常进食，但是都没有瘦。
But God was very gracious to us. We often fasted, but we did not lose weight.
那另外我们对 MED 的要求，希望开会之前都来参加早上的晨祷一个小时。
And we also require that all the MED members will come to the Saturday morning prayer meeting at 8 o'clock first.
当我们聚在一起的时候，我们前面的半个小时到一个小时常常是属灵的交通，不谈事情。
When we gather, the first 30 minutes to an hour are usually spent on spiritual sharings. We don't just dive into the logistics.
我们希望不仅是同工能够是属灵的同伴。
We hope that not only we are co-workers, but we are also spiritual companions.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹，我为什么要讲这么多，我希望你们了解神家有一般的弟兄姊妹真的是爱神爱神家、哦、
Why do I go over these details? Because I want you to understand that there are a group of people who really love God and love God's house.
他们都很认真地在主的面前对神认真彼此认真。
They're all very serious and diligent to God and to each other.
第三个在这里讲到牧长会议，因为一般教会最高的决策机构其实是牧师跟长老或是传道人跟长老之间做最后的决策。
The thirdly is the pastoral staff meetings, because usually at churches, the highest authority group is actually elders and the ministers.
那个执事是做事的，执事本身 ,minister 的意思就是 service, 他是负责做事推动事工的，所以基本上是不做决策的。
And then usually in other churches, deacons,or are not the decision makers because they are just the executioners.
但是在我们教会这些长老牧者们都还算蛮谦卑的哈，当然也包括我哈，因为我也是牧者，所以我们也很喜欢听到弟兄们的意见，所以我们在决策上常常 MED 会一起有很多的交通。
But at our church, our ministers and elders are all very humble, including Pastor Yu. And then so
这个不用翻。
So we like to hear what the deacons have to say. Therefore, deacons at our church are usually will participate in decision making.
但的确有时候会碰到一些事情，因为它关乎到一些非常 confidential 个人犯罪跌倒的事情，或是神家很特别还在寻求阶段的事情，我们就先在牧长中间交通。
But sometimes we have this special issues or like confidential issues that we have to be.They have to be discussed first among the ministers and elders.
那第四个是季度性的全体同工的沟通会，好，就是下个礼拜就是要开这个。
The fourth one is a quarterly co-worker communication meeting. For example, we'll have one next Sunday.
从前过去几年都是 bi-monthly， 都是双月开一次，我们现在改成 quarterly。
In the past, we used to have bi-monthly co-workers communication meeting. We had once every 2 months, but now we change it to quarterly.
在那个聚会里面，所有的牧长职、所有的部门负责同工都会在，所以大家有任何服事上的建议啦，或是有什么困难，或是看到问题，都在这里可以很敞开的交通。
During quarterly co-worker communication meetings, all the MED members and department leads and small group leaders will all be there, so we can have an open and transparent.Communication, and you have any questions you can bring to the meeting.
那各个部门也会向弟兄姊妹有一个报告，就是他们部门到目前为止这三个月里面有什么 status， 有什么特别的事情，希望大家了解或是扶持的。
And the department leads will also give brothers and sisters a status report for that quarter.
那我们因为有些弟兄姊妹不好意思当场提建议哈，例如说就觉得什么地方没做好，应该改进，不好意思提，所以我们有一个意见箱。 请大家记得哈，如果你不好意思当众提，你就写下来放在意见箱里面去。
If you feel embarrassed, you don't want to bring up a questions or issues or suggestions, we do have a suggestion box that you can put your suggestions in before the meeting.
但是更好的是当场大家一起提，因为我们是一家人。
But I still think it's the best if we can just bring up the issues openly because we're all families.
大家可以双向的沟通，你提问题，大家回答，你还有不满意的地方、不清楚的地方，就可以直接再问。弄写的是。虽然是有这样子的做法，但是我们鼓励大家当面提哈。
Even though we allow written communication, but we still encourage open communication so that we can have interaction, and then it will be two ways.
最后有一个年度性的全教会侍奉聚会，每一年大概一次到两次。
Lastly, we'll have annual church-wide service meeting, and every year we have once or twice.
一般都是在每一年刚开始一月份的第三个主日下午。
Usually, it's about the third Sunday of January.
我们把各个部门整年的计划跟弟兄姊妹报告。
I will present to you all the plans for all departments.
所以欢迎你们关心的人都能够来哈。
So we hope that all who care about God's house will come.
好，那么接下来第二个点，我们讲到沟通的管道。
Then we want to see the channels for communications.
因为很多教会出问题就是沟通不够。
Because a lot of churches run into issues because they don't have good communication.
我们的沟通不够敞开，我们的沟通不够及时，我们的沟通不够清楚，我们的沟通这个态度不对，方法不对。
The issue could be there's no open communication, or there was no communication in time, or not clear enough, or communicated with the wrong attitude.
所以偶尔我们会听到弟兄姊妹抱怨说，我们为什么不知道这件事情？
Sometimes, occasionally, we will hear complaints. How come I don't know about this thing?
那我们就在这里先告诉弟兄姊妹，我们至少在这里，我列了四个我们常有的沟通管道。
So here I listed some channels of communications.For you to know.
如果你想要更多了解教会的近况，你在这四个管道上多去找你需要知道的消息。
If you want to know about the church's news, you can pretty much find from either one or all of these channels.
第一个主日报告、神家消息，或是更重大的事，我们在主日信息里面都会提到。
First is the Sunday announcements or the news on the Sunday program sheets, and sometimes if it's a very major thing, it will be announced during sermons.
如果我们做一个抽查哈。
Say, let's take a survey.
神家消息报告完了以后，然后大家出门，每一个人都考一下。刚刚讲说下个主日什么事情，刚刚特别报告的，你们知不知道
？For example, if we want to take a survey after we walk out of this sanctuary, if we quiz, what did the church announcement say?
我们大概已经有将近20%的人没有听到，没有听进去。
Probably 20% of us did not really pay attention.
因为我们没有专心听。
Because we didn't pay attention.
对不对？好，我们说这个礼拜先讲到再播饼。你看，当场就有很多人说我没听到。
For example, last week I asked, "Did you hear that this coming Sunday today that we will preach the sermon first before communion?" A lot of people didn't get it.
那第二个，在祷告聚会或是小组聚会里面，我们都会继续的报告，而且经常的报告。
Secondly, is during prayer meetings or small group meetings, we often announce.
这两个聚会，我们不光沟通现场沟通，而且我们现场就祷告。
So in these meetings, not only that we'll communicate during the meetings, but we'll pray immediately.
这是我们最喜欢的沟通方式。
And that is our most preferred communication.
因为它不是只是事情的报告而已，它是一个负担的传递，是一个面对面的交通，然后更是在祷告中，我们一起让主来成就这件事情。
Because in these meetings, we do not just announce some news, but then it's a sharing a burden in fellowship, and also we bring it together in prayers.
第三个讲到电子邮件、教会的网站或者有特别的通启。
And thirdly, it's emails or church websites or some special announcements.
所以请大家常常在从这些方面能够得到消息。那我们对同工的要求，办公室同工的要求，牧长职同工的要求，就是如果弟兄姊妹有问题写信来的话，我们要24小时内要答复啊。
Okay, so brothers and sisters can get news from these channels, and we do have a requirement for the church office coworkers that they will reply.Any issues or questions within 24 hours.
我希望所有的同工大家都这样学习，你收到信简单回 got it 但是说很简单，但是让大家知道我们在交通中。
And we hope that all coworkers at any level will be responsive. We can just simply reply, "Okay, got it," and then we'll discuss about it.
如果我们需要你提供消息回应的话，你就说怎样怎样，就简单回答，或者说 "I need more time to pray."
那
我需要更多的时间祷告，或是那个我晚上会回答你。
If we request that you provide or you reply, please reply. Even if you need more time, just say you need more time.
我承认我们没有都做到，但是我希望我们的同工们都朝这个方向努力，24小时内要回答哈。
I know we're not there yet, but then I hope that all coworkers will work toward this goal that we will reply within 24 hours.
那这件事情我是唯一的例外，我跟牧长职同工讲，我说牧长职需要回答，我常常都需要最后回答，免得我回答你们就不回答了。
And then with me as the exception, because I have shared with my MED coworkers that I like to stay behind, I like to be the last one to reply, so that otherwise if I'm the first one to reply, then others will not.
因为我都希望同工能够自由地表达他们的看法。
Because I want my coworkers to freely share and express their opinions.
第四个，各种的侍奉聚会，尤其是各个部门，还有我们现在季节性的沟通会啊。
Number four is various service meetings, especially the service meetings of various departments and also quarterly church-wide corporate communication meetings.
第三方面，教会的运作，我们讲到决策的制定。
The third thing is decision making of our church.
我们特别是身体侍奉的原则。
We follow the principle of serving in one body.
那很多人对这个决策怎么做决定都很好奇，很有兴趣，甚至喜欢挑战。
Many people are, I know that many people are very curious or they like to challenge how we make decisions at church.
因为我听过很多教会都面临这样子的挑战，弟兄姊妹说，你们为什么做这个决定？
Because I've heard from many other churches that brothers and sisters they want to challenge church authority.How they make decisions.
或是有人在这里生气，说你们为什么不接受我的建议？
Or they're being upset because church did not take their suggestions.
弟兄姊妹，这类的问题都难免发生的。
So these things are all inevitable.
但是我跟弟兄姊妹交通到，我们 SVCA 这20多年走过来，我们是怎么走过来的
？But I like to share with you how we have come to this day in these 20 plus years.
因为我常常说，我到很多地方去，别人。听到我们买会所的过程，他们说我们为着神做那么多的神迹，我们感谢神。
So, I have visited many churches today. I have heard feedbacks. People saying that yes, we do thank God for all the miracles that happen in your midst.
但是有一个点是我们一直不能明白的，就是你们的同工怎么可能这么同心去做一个从人来看是不合理性、是疯狂的决定。
But then, Yet they all also say that what puzzles us is that how your coworkers can all work together and in one heart and one spirit to do something that is out of it seems like so crazy and out of the mind.
为什么连市政府的律师都一再打电话来说，你们连想都不要想，我们不可能让你把这个地方改成教会的。
Under such circumstances, even the government lawyers keep calling you guys and say, forget about it.Don't even think about it.
你们又没有什么钱，怎么敢做决定说700万我们要现金买下来
？And you don't even, you didn't not even have money. How could you make a decision to buy this property with cash?
他们说我们教会100多个人要买会所，有100多个意见。
Because for our church, we have 100 plus people, and then we have 100 plus opinions.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们从一开始我们就跟同工们的一个要求，
But that
跟操练。
That was the requirement and discipline that we require of the co-workers.
我说这个教会绝对不独裁。
Because at this church there was no dictatorship.
但是这个教会也绝对不民主。
But yet this church is not democratic either.
神的百姓在旷野走路，约柜不是跟着百姓走，而是百姓跟着约柜走。
When God's people walk in the wilderness, the ark did not follow the people, but people follow the ark.
而这些抬约柜的人是跟着云柱火柱走。
And those who carried the ark followed the pillars of fire and cloud.
所以我说，在这个教会里面，你要提任何的建议，我们非常的欢迎。但是前提是
，Therefore, at this church, we welcome all suggestions with a precondition.
第一个，你为这件事情好好祷告。
First, you have to have prayed about this first.
它不是出于你的传统，不是出于你的偏好，不是出于你的成见，而是你真正祷告过、 迫切祷告过，知道是出于神的，合乎圣经，对这个教会是有益处的。
So it should not just come from your tradition or your personal preferences, but you have actually prayed about it, and you know that this will benefit the church.
第二个，请你用对的灵、对的态度提出来。
And secondly, please provide the suggestions with the right attitude and spirit.
啊，不要一来就气得不得了，骂说你们怎么这个样子，你们怎么那个样子，为什么不这个样子？你弄这样子的灵，你让肉体当家，教会是不会容许的。
Please do not come forward and with.Just being so upset and totally in the flesh, this will not be allowed.
或者只是在背后批评论断，从来不跟教会的同工们交通，负责这件事情的人交通，弟兄姊妹这样子的，我们都不要。
Or you simply criticize behind people's back, but never come forth to share with the coworkers. This will not be acceptable.
但只要你们真正合乎这样子的条件，我说我们全部都要安静的听，要很认真的听，甚至很认真的去做它。
But if you meet such preconditions, then we will all sit down and quietly and listen and even follow.
这是我非常宝贝 MED 同工们，他们不会随便乱提意见，但是他们会关心神家，在正面上提出神家改进之道。
I really cherish coworkers in the MED teams. They do not casually just bring suggestions.They listen, they love God's house, and they diligently follow.
所以当我们买会所碰到这个困难、那个困难，甚至卖出去的时候，有人挑战说：“会不会听错了，余弟兄？会不会你听错了？”
So during those times, during those years when we were purchasing this facility, there was a point that the facility was already sold to someone, and people started to doubt, "Brother, you have you heard it wrong?"
我相信同工们都可以跟我做见证，都可以为我做见证。我说 ，Don't worry, let's pray.我说如果你们觉得不是，我们就改。
I'm sure my coworkers can all testify for me. At that time, I say, I'm sure this is right, but if you don't think so, we can change.
如果你们觉得不是出于神，我愿意放下，我愿意承认我错。
I said to my coworkers, if you don't think this is from God, I'm willing to admit my fault and change.
但是如果你们没有这样子的把握，让我们继续祷告。
But if you don't have such assurance,We shall continue to pray.
你就发现每一次在那个关卡的时候，神又说话了。
Because it seems that every time we come to this critical moment, and God will speak again.
每一次在那个不知道该左该右的时候，神就说话，让我们清楚的可以往前。
Every time we came to a point that we did not know whether to go right or left, God will give us clear guidance.
那我希望弟兄姊妹能够了解，神家一般事情决策的过程，我们就由各个部门。同工带着执事带着 leader 们跟弟兄姊妹一起交通一起寻求
So we hope that you understand for general decisions we leave up to the deacons and the department leads together with brothers and sisters
但是一定要在区长或是在教会牧长职的这个 oversee 这个保护 cover 带领底下
But decisions have to be made under the covering of the MEDAnd also the district leads.
决定不违背圣经的原则，也不违背教会所定的 guideline 那个方向。
That the decisions will not go against biblical teaching or the guidelines provided by church.
所以我们不要你们小组自己做的决定，也没有跟区长讲，也没有跟教会讲。这个礼拜天我们都不来了，我们到Yosemite聚会。
So we hope that a small group will not just make your own decision. That we're not coming in this Sunday. We're going to Yosemite to have Sunday meetings without telling your district leaders.
然后我们下个礼拜五在海钓在船上，我们开 CEO 的 meeting.
Or that next Friday we'll go on a fishing boat to have our small group meeting.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望所有的东西都是在跟带领的同工、跟同伴、跟我们所服侍的弟兄姊妹中间有很敞开的交通，一起来寻求明白神的心意啊。
We hope that all decision making will be under open and transparent fellowship and discussion.
那我们除了有一般的决策、重大的决策，基本上我刚才说过了。都是 MED 跟 ME 做最主要的决定。
But then for major decisions, as I said, would be made among MED or ME.
碰到小组的话，牧养方面，这是我下礼拜要讲的，就是区长们一起的交通啊，然后扩大到小组长跟小组的 CEO.
With regarding to decisions of small groups, I'll share with you next week. Then it will be it will be discussed with the district leaders and also small group leaders.
那第四个财务管理的基本原则，我们教会所有的账，所有管理的原则全部都是透明的啊。
Then we look at the basic principles of financial management. All our church accounts are open and transparent.
不仅我们教会的财务同工里面有地上 CPA 的执照。 我们至少教会有好几个有 CPA 的人。
Several of our treasurer co-workers have CPA license, and also our books are.
我们教会的财务还特别送给外面的律师，会计师那边去帮我们 audit 过，说我们有哪些地方合乎 IRS， 哪些地方是不能做的。我们都在主的面前愿意调整，愿意这个走得正。
We also have sent our bookings to a professional accountants to be so that make sure it can be audited. Everything we do will be transparent and upright.
我们欢迎弟兄姊妹，如果你想要多了解，想多关心，你可以跟财务同工讲，跟办公室的同工讲。但是我们比较不盼望有人是因为怀疑、不信任，说我要来查，是这样子的灵不好，也是我们的失败。
We hope that if you really care.Then you can share with the treasurer co-workers, but we hope that you don't do it because you don't trust or you have suspicion.
同样，我们教会有很多很多的那种 guideline， 我们都放在内部的网页上面，大家有兴趣都可以上去看哈。
We actually have a lot of guidelines, and they are in our church intranet, internal websites.
例如说要在我们教会结婚，我们教会有一定的规定啊，不可以去找外面的人结婚哦。开玩笑的了，就是哪些人才符合在教会结婚的这个规则。
For example, if we want to have a wedding at the church, we also have a guideline, like who qualify to get married at church.
最后我们对这个同工们特别的要求，就是我们上个礼拜讲过，良善忠心有见识，这是把主耶稣所有对管家仆人的要求的一个总结。
Lastly, Our special requirements for co-workers, as I shared last week, we require co-workers to be wise, faithful, and good. That's the requirement from Jesus.
我们希望所有重生得救的基督徒。
We hope that all co-workers are born again Christians.
能够尽快生命长进，能够来加入教会的服事。
We hope that you can grow and then start joining church services.
那所有加入教会服事的，我们至少希望你有两个服事。
If you join church service, we hope that at least you will have two services.
第一个服事是特别配合神给你的负担、恩赐和功用。
The first service would be to match what the gifts or the burdens that God has given you, your function.
像有人就是特别有关怀别人的负担。
For example, some people have this special burden to care for people.
我们可以培养他当关怀的同工。
Then we will try to build up this person to be a caring co-worker.
然后还有人很有 worship 的这种敬拜或是音乐上面的恩赐跟负担，我们可以来培养他。
And some people have special gifts and burden for worship, and then we want to build them up too.
让他很健康、很成熟的去发挥他该有的恩赐和功用。
So that he or she can in a healthy way to exercise the gifts and function.
给他自己跟教会都带来祝福。
So that it would be a blessing for the person and also for church.
第二个服事。
The second service.
第二个服事是配合神家的需要。
The second service would be for the needs of God's church.
这个神家需要这样子的服事，或是神家安排你去做这样子的服事。
Or maybe it's out of a need or out of an appointment or arrangement of the church.
这个服事是为着要培养我们主工人的性格。
And this service is to cultivate the characters of God's servant.
例如说，我们排了这么多拿了 PhD 的人去做整洁工作。
For example, we have arranged so many PhDs to clean.
要叫我们学习舍己，学习降卑，学习很认殷勤的愿意彼此服侍。
This service is for us to learn to be humble, to be self-denial, and to be diligent.
你不要说我没有扫厕所的恩赐，扫厕所不需要恩赐。
You probably will say that I don't think I have the spiritual gift of cleaning toilets.
扫厕所需要生命，需要主工人美好的性格。
To clean the toilets, you need to have a spiritual life to have the character of God's servant.
所以第二个服事是为了培养我们侍奉主的生命和性格。
So the second service is to cultivate, is to nourish the life and the character of God's servant.
让我们学习为整个身体摆上自己。
So that we learn to put ourselves in the body.
所以我们总结提了几件事情，希望是对的人。
So we want this person to be the right person.
我们用对的灵、对的动机、对的态度和方式，尤其在沟通和配搭上面。
With the right spirit, right motive, right attitude, and right approach, especially in communication and in teamwork.
第二个，我们希望我们真的同心，能够有身体的看见，它是活的。
Secondly, be of the same spirit with the vision of the body.
第三个，能够积极、主动、负责。
And be diligent, proactive, and responsible.
第四个，要有榜样，要有爱。
Be a good role model with love.
第五个，虽然放在最后，一点不是不重要，其实它非常重要，要能够会带领并且成全同工来建立团队。
The last but not the least, to know how to lead and edify coworkers to build a team.
这是我们在整个教会的行政上我们的架构跟治理哈。
So this is our church's administration structure and operation.
时间正好到了，有没有任何人有问题
？Any questions?
不要客气，好不好
？Don't be shy。
感谢主，我们有一个通通没问题的会众。
Wow, this is such a good congregation. No questions.
我们一起好好爱主，一起在主的面前把最好的献给神，好不好
？So let's all love the Lord together and give our best to the Lord.
我们一起有个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们再次谢谢你。
Lord, once again, we want to thank you.
你不仅仅为我们承担了所有从神来的咒诅和审判。
Not only that you have borne all the judgment and curse from God for us.
你把你的生命，你把你的大爱，你把你那荣耀的心意和旨意都赐给了我们。
But you have also given us your life, your love, and your glorious will.
让我们在你的爱和恩典中能够不住的成长。
That we can continue to grow in your love and your grace.
谢谢你把我们摆在这么一般可爱的弟兄姊妹中间。
Thank you for placing us in among lovable brothers and sisters.
让我们从心里面彼此珍惜。
So that we can cherish one another from the heart.
我们不仅立的心志要一起来讨主的喜悦。
Not only we have resolved to please the Lord together.
也让我们立的心志要让我成为我同伴的祝福。
We also set our mind to become blessings for our companions.
我们愿意把自己献上，把最好的献上，让你的家充满了你的荣耀。
We want to offer ourselves and our best so that there will be glory in your house.
让这个教会充满了基督，也能够彰显基督。
So that this church can be filled with Christ and can manifest Christ.
我们为自己祷告，也为这个世代的众教会祷告。
We want to pray for our church and also churches in this generation.
来复兴你的众教会。
Revive your churches.
让我们能够健康而且不住的长进。
That we can be healthy and continue to grow.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.